taking charge of a collision that shocked the country. The Central Bureau of Investigation is tasked with finding any possible criminal activity in the crash last Friday.
They work discreetly. They are doing their job. They work silently. Members of CBI and the Commission of Railway Safety are working in different locations, and everyone is doing their own job, and they are collecting evidence.
An investigation by India's Rail Authority is already underway. A preliminary report indicates a signalling failure, and the Railway Minister has blamed a technical problem. But the decision to involve the country's top agency is being criticised. The opposition has accused the central government of altering the investigation to escape any blame for failings in rail safety.
The government is now spinning conspiracy theories and shifting the focus away from safety to all kinds of conspiracy theories like deliberate interference.
West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee says it's an attempt to suppress the truth. Many of the victims of the train crash were from the neighbouring state. And a railway official is also raising questions on an inquiry.
I want this time we must walk with the people, we must be with the people, we must take the parivar, and we want that truth must come out.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has promised those found responsible for failings will be severely punished. On the ground, relatives of victims of the crash are searching a medical facility in Bhubaneswar that received nearly 200 bodies.
I identified my brother from the photos, but the police say another family claimed the body and have taken it. They have taken a sample from a DNA test.
More than 80 bodies remain unclaimed and have been moved into deep freeze trucks.
The CBI's role is being questioned by critics, the opposition, and some even the railway department. They are accusing the government of using it as a way to divert attention from the real cause of the disaster that they say is man-made. Mikulsum Sharif, Al Jazeera, in Bhubaneswar, Eastern India.